And so, all right, here we go. We're going to go to Asteroid. And then we have Butch Young live, the man himself, the young boy, Wonder, from the West Coast. He will do his thing, so we do that all together.
Riding on my asteroid with the one I love. Coming down for oxygen gets so tough. Soaking up the starlight of a distant sun. Gone in the morning when I wake up. You sold me the sunny skies. You chased the clouds to make it clearer. Lightning cracked it open wide. And now the
Right. That's off of Butch's new release, Meteor Man. And
no, not Meteor. Mercury.
Excuse me.
There's no Meteor. No. Not yet. We're not ready to die. Come on, man. Butch, you there?
Yeah, I can hear you guys great.
All right, I know you can.
Let's see him on the board.
That's all right. Now we got him on the board. We weren't going live.
Talk to me, Butch Young.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guy.
He sounds so on the spot.
There for starters.
Hey, Butch, I heard that you're actually running a lot out there and that you're a pretty, like, great runner.
Yeah, the polls are better.
Is that true?
I jog, to paraphrase Bill Murray in the movie What About Bob, where he proudly proclaims,
baby
I
stuff?
Sail. I'm a sailor.
Right.
You know, I guess you might miss the reference. But, yeah, I somewhat seriously jog a couple times a week or so at least. And for somebody that used to do nothing but party, that's pretty amazing.
You look beautiful.
No, dude, I got the reference because he's tied to the bow of the boat. But actually, you do run. You jog now. You're not, you know.
I jog. You got the reference. Good. Yeah. I love that freaking.
Dude, I'm a big fan of What About Bob. So, you know,
oh,
what
yeah.
about him?
Anytime someone says you do something or I'm about to proclaim that I do something, I always frame it within that context.
Nice.
I like what you do so well. Mr. Young.
Well, Butch.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So, I'm right back at you guys. You're cracking me up today.
Really? Okay.
Well, that's what happens when
you're cracked up. Was the music painful? What did you think of the music selection?
I am not the hugest Van Halen fan.
Good. No, and it's all right to say that. I kind of regret
it. Who cares?
It.
Yeah, you know, I don't think they're losing any sleep or posters of me on their wall. They're really worried whether I dig Van Halen. But I love the Billie Holiday.
Very nice.
Wait, that's
it? That's it. That's it out of the whole show?
It's like, jumble.
Wow. Yeah, okay. So I'm going to play more divas. I'll just bring my daughter and she'll sing a couple of lullabies in the
hey, you know what?
Jazzy wazzy way.
We wanted some opinion and we got it. And thank you. That's good. So
I can't wait to torture. I can't wait to torture Mark with some Eagles.
Oh, Jesus. Did you know the Eagles of Death Metal guy? He's a Donald Trump fan. Do you know that, Butch? D. Snyder, too.
That's no kidding.
Oh, it's rotten. It really kind of made me bummed out about D. Snyder, yeah. Kind of unhappy. But anyway.
Oh, wow, that does take me by surprise. Hey, you know, coincidence that you played.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of the stuff you played, coincidence that you played a song by Fear. I played a couple of shows with Durf Scratch from Fear.
I remember that. Old Durf.
Yeah.
I knew that you were friends with him.
Durf Scratch, he and Robbie Rist, who's a great songwriter, power pop artist.
He played with Frankie Forearm, right?
Oliver and the Brady Bunch, among other, you know, screen and TV credits or whatever. But he and Robbie were switching off on bass and drums.
Right.
Mark Englert from Dramarama played at a couple of those shows, too. And,
cool.
of course, Matt Lee, who's the primary collaborator on the Mercury Man record.
Well, we want to
get
into some of your songs and talk about those specific players. And I also wanted to ask you today, because I've listened to a lot of your stuff over the years, your demos and finished cuts and this and that throughout your career. And you always have a lot of influences that seem very kind of natural, not forced. Like, I don't feel like you're stealing. It just, I'll hear a riff, and I'll go, oh, my God, it's very evocative of a George Harrison slide lead.
Absolutely.
Or Jeff Lynne. I see you as kind of like a Jeff Lynne kind of guy. You can kind of do a lot of people's. I mean, what do you think about that?
It's flattering, for starters. Thanks. I hope it doesn't sound unduly derivative, though.
No,
I guess I'm kind of wearing the influences on my sleeve a bit. It's not hard to figure out to where they're coming from, but I have heard some people make that in a very general sense, the ELO comparison, maybe just in terms of style of song and incorporating a little strings or whatnot, but that I make that comparison myself with the utmost humility, you know, and deference to the ELO. But thank you, yeah. I mean,
you're welcome.
I'm certainly a fan of them and a lot of other artists that you're probably hearing in there. So certainly George Harrison.
Hey, it's a big building block. I mean, there's obviously the influence, and I think Mark mentioned it, that it's not definitive. It just means that there's a recognition there, and it's ultimately complementary. And really, your stuff is
absolutely
beautiful. My
I guess
wife
it all gets unearthed from the, you know, subconscious jukebox. You know, of,
exactly. Very well put.
Years of listening. And by the way, to go to the George Harrison influence, you're probably talking as much about the guitar playing, which
absolutely
Matt Lee's credit. He played all the electric guitars on all of these cuts. and really, you know, stepped up things a bit in the course of doing so.
Hey, Butch, I never met you. I feel like I have, and knowing Marky B is enough. So someday I'd like to meet you on your
I'll get back there eventually. I wind up more often when I have the time visiting Florida. That's where my mother is, than getting back to New Jersey where I hail from. But I do look forward to getting back there and hanging with both of you guys, maybe do an in-store studio performance sometime.
Would love it. Would love it. Where from New Jersey? Not that it matters to me, but I'm asking.
We have a friend there. Wayne. You should know.
Where is it?
Wayne, New Jersey, a stone's throw from the actual fountains of Wayne.
Oh, nice.
And yes, I've been out here quite a while. I had a band with a guy named Nick Celeste for a while back east. We were called In Color. We played shows at places like Maxwell's and you know, such in Hoboken.
But no Living Color, correct?
Yeah, and I migrated out here. We were produced by, at that time, Richard Barone from the band The Bongos. I don't know if you know him, but he produced some material for us, and he played on it as well. And not too long after that, he wound up adopting my bandmate, Nick Celeste, into his solo project, and with good cause. Nick's a fantastic vocalist and also plays guitar in that. And as Nick became busier with that, I had another friend, Chris Carter, from the band Dramarama, who's out in L.A. and encouraged me to, you know, make the manifest destiny, I guess, to come out and stay a while, test the waters and see how I liked it. And I wound up really digging it out here and rarely get back.
Yeah, you need to come visit, man. We'd love to have you in the studio. That'd be a blast.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of people to introduce you to that I think you'd have common thread
ground,
with,
yes,
you know?
Absolutely. Build a quilt.
I've got another one of his songs lined up.
But did you ask him?
Well, maybe, what would you like to hear, Butch?
Honestly.
I'm really flexible. I've got my preferences,
man.
But I just assume that people in these kinds of circumstances play the ones that they like most. So,
well, we had Bob and Margaret who called up.
Bob
from Brooklyn. No, I think it's more apropos that you... We had Bob and Margaret.
No. I insist. No, I'm kidding.
No.
Okay, I'll relent.
How about Persephone?
Persephone. That's Mark's favorite.
Okay, Persephone's a good choice.
Yeah, that's a good one, actually. Margaret, Bob, don't worry. You say you love the music.
We could accommodate the requests before my preference. Come to think of that.
No. It's fine. They're really happy that we took
the
calls. Hey, if they didn't go live, they don't get to have the request. That's all. That's how I say it. That's how I look at it. And you are so live, Butch, not to mention that what you've got here in front of us. So what are we going to play? Persephone?
Persephone, yeah.
All right. Persephone's okay. Butch, you can stay live.
Yeah,
we will not have you on.
A mythological rock. Can't hurt.
Got to bring it on, man.
Here we go.
Persephone, Butch Young. Are you still on the actual... You're not. I bet you're not even on the actual track here.
It's track two.
No. I mean, there we go.
Intervened to drag her downward when he
later remanded, he fed Persephone a pomegranate.
All right, Butch. That was very cool. Persephone off of awesome Mercury.
Hey,
Mercury
Butch.
Man.
Mercury yeah. Man. For the beautiful people listening right now.
Yeah, Butch.
What's Persephone?
And only tens are listening. We know that.
Well, tens plus ten, you know.
No,
like
I think we've actually grown. It took us a while, but we grew an audience.
Yeah, we've actually homegrown an audience.
Yeah.
No, I know that. You guys are too modest.
Yeah, well, no Indeed. One communicates to us, so we don't really know what's going on.
Well, it's nice when we get feedback, you know?
Yeah, we like feedback.
Other
like,
than yeah. from just the microphone.
Feedback?
But,
you know, I don't ever hear you guys when I listen to your show, or maybe I'm just missing it. Yeah. I never hear you guys putting the phone number out there to call.
Well, we are indeed doing that more often than not, but maybe
okay.
we don't want...
Great way.
Hey, if anyone wants to call and talk to
Yeah,
Butch,
we dare you all.
We dare you. 518-622-2598. You know, we like prank callers. We get them sometimes.
Actually, I would prefer more prank callers. That'd Every time we give up the number, people get all scared and going, no, there's too many people listening. No,
a good Jerky Boys call-in would infinitely surpass the
tame
quotient of my little appearance.
Bring those buggers on is all I say. Really, call up and try to stay tuned in. We'll be there for you.
Dude, I just want to say that I tried to watch Witchboard the other day.
Oh, yeah.
It was it had some moments, you know. Tawny was kind of young and hot. So, yeah.
It's classic.
Those were the old days, eh?
Hey, Butch, the song Persephone, what would you say, actually, for people who've actually heard it? But what's the inspiration behind that? Like, what is I'd like to know your take because
Persephone.
It's
Persephone.
Yeah, Persephone.
Persephone is a character from Greek mythology.
Right, I know
Once
that
I was watching a Shark Tank episode, and Mr. Wonderful pronounced this Persephone.
That's a good one. I like that.
I wanted to jump through this. But yeah, Persephone is a Greek mythological character who was captured by the other mythological persona, Hades, for which the location down there is noted, named. And he captured Persephone and kept her, fed her pomegranates. She was allowed in the spring to go free, but in the winter she was kind of his prisoner, essentially. And she's it's symbolic of the coming of spring, you know, the story of Persephone in many ways. That's kind of what it's getting at. So, bizarrely enough, I, for some reason, just had that name come into my head phonetically when I was going over that part of the melody. Hmm. And then I thought, well, okay, well, that's fine. I'll make the song about that. So I culled from my memory what I remembered of the myth, did a little research.
In your head, or do you actually do some research?
And I kind of like tried to basically structure the story of the myth within a pop song format as best I could. There are those that have advised me that that's just not a smart way to go. Why don't you write a song that everyone can relate to?
You know, I don't want to know who those you advise you.
I like songs whose subject matter is a bit left field or even outright bizarre.
Hey, everyone's got to play a position, man. If you're out in left field, I really don't care. They do a lot, actually, out there. And I don't really want to say that they're not pulling their own weight. You know, it's not fair.
Right. So if you looked at the lyrics and looked at the story of the myth, you'd see some strong parallels. Although I took a little bit of liberty in terms of, I guess I got a little personal in terms of, you know, what's left for me. Not sure where I fit in.
Dude, that's...
Yeah, what does Persephone owe you? I've been meaning to ask you that.
Just seemed to fit.
What does Persephone owe you, bro?
owe you.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Well, there's some backstory there.
Very nice.
To get into.
Very well said.
Very nice, Doctor. Dr. Young. All right, well, we should play another tune.
Richard Professor Butch Young.
So, Butch, you are an incredible man that I've never met, but through your music, I must admit, is more than intriguing, and I can't wait till the day we actually hang out one way or another. Yeah. This whole phone thing is good. I really appreciate you listening to the show, this simple, beautiful community radio Friday afternoon show. You've been a very... Mark Bailey's always got his little... crickets with their like nasty little claws clapping.
No, it's my pleasure. You guys are a hoot, and your guys are nothing if not eclectic in the cross section of stuff that you play.
I'm going to
be completely candid.
There have been other days where
I jumped up and down about your song selection more than today's. But frankly, I don't completely mind that, because having to follow some of the best pop music in the world from my own perspective, which have its own daunting,
that's what it was, Butch. I personally played crappy music to make you look better.
Butch, when you jump up and down, do you mean angrily so? Or please do not do this.
No, I meant in terms of joy.
Joy is a wonderful girl. She's a wonderful girl.
By all means, there's more to play, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Whether today or next time around.
Oh, we're going to keep playing it.
I very much enjoy what you guys play. And I do wonder sometimes, who's choosing what song? I mean, I know Mark's taste a bit.
Guess what?
But there are times, like, for example, the T-Rex song, Life's a Gas. Who threw that on?
Man, it could have been either of us, but we both have played T-Rex.
That's so funny you say that.
Either of us.
I would say the beauty. I think we can get into the beauty zone here. We really don't plan anything that we play, which is kind of like on the edge. And that's what makes us so freaky, ugly, comfortable. We don't know. I mean, I've had stuff that I want to play, but I don't have a list. I never come in with a list.
It's kind of impromptu.
It's very rare, actually.
You guys have varying tastes to some extent, and I'm sure there's in the Venn diagram of the combined taste, there's some serious overlap, but it's a good mix. Are you, Gregor, more often the one who's playing the funkier stuff? Would that be a safe guess?
Actually,
across 110th Street, for
example. You know what? In the big scheme of things, yes, that would be the case, but I don't always jump on that, because whatever Mark's playing, whatever I'm playing, he'll play something. He may play two songs. I may play two songs. We either freak out to go to the other side, completely to the other side, and we're not always actually good at that as well. But it's a strange sensibility, because I don't know. We do go back and forth, so it's either one and one or two and two.
That's cool. Yeah. There are times I'm listening and I'm wondering, I wonder who decided to play Across 110th Street, for example. I love that song.
he's going to take credit for that. But
well,
you know
I
what?
Did, though,
I might as well. Like,
Jackie
you got my future request
good for
already.
Him.
You know,
whatever. You communicate with us. I would actually really like to play. Like, I have too much music on my disposal, so I would. Sometimes I could freak out a bit and throw something really strange out there, in a good sense of the word.
Here's one thing I'll promise you, Butch.
Often welcome.
Butch, either one of us, we will not play Kenny Loggins ever.
Oh, that's the next song that's coming up. Kenny Loggins.
Only if it's the
Kenny Loggins doing Hotel California.
No. The soundtrack from Caddyshack. With the little
chip. I probably would flip to another station.
The little chipmunk?
Wait, he just said he'd flip to another station.
He'd flip to another station. Yeah. Right, there you go.
Yeah, you're on the West Coast, like KCRW. Like, F that.
KCRW.
I don't think so.
I like a fair amount of Loggins and Messina.
Well, all right, listen.
You guys are not as eclectic as I made you out to be, clearly.
No, Seals and Crofts. That's Loggins and Messina. They're like poor man Seals and Croft, right?
Yeah, don't hold yourself back.
I dig me some summer breeze.
No. Summer breeze. I do like Seals and Crofts.
Me too.
Summer breeze.
Well, we're running up to the last end of the hour here. We got a... Wow.
We're running out
Butch,
of time.
Dude. it's like as if I knew you.
Butch,
as if I knew you.
Would you mind if we played Brain Scrape? No?
I will be...
I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
The entire
Greg Gregor's having an aneurysm. Hold on. I have to... Let me get the defibrillator.
No, I am not getting apoplectic.
Hold on.
It better not be clapping. I will kill him. All right. That's okay. Atomic bomb is good. Clapping is not good.
what do we want to do?
No. Well, Butch we're talking to Butch Young here. If you're just tuning in, the Friday afternoon show, 90.7 FM WGXA, here live with Marky B, G Trees, and the beautiful Butch Young. He's got an incredible, masterful collection called Mercury Man, which I've purchased myself as well. And it's so wonderful. I mean, Mark turned me on to you, and I've been hearing it. So it's like I get to know you through the music, and I'm very grateful. And when I was solo last, just to call and say, "Hey, how you doing?"
Tell the listeners how they can get the record.
Oh yeah, well,
I was playing hard to get.
That's all right. You know? iTunes, obviously, for Mercury Man, Butch Young, and then what is it, CD Baby, or what's the other connection for it?
Where else can
you
get it?
You can find it on iTunes.
Yeah.
Yes. CD Baby, Tidal.
CD Baby.
Yeah, what's the other good ways? So in case they don't go into iTunes and all that.
Amazon,
Amazon.
Major digital retailers and streaming services, Spotify,
cool.
What have you.
Right on.
And by the way, I should take a moment to thank some of the other people that helped me make this.
We appreciate that.
Collection.
Please do.
Natalie, I mentioned, played the electric guitar on all the tracks and bass on, I guess, 2/3 of them. A guy named Patrick Hayes, who I met while he was in a great Birds tribute band, by the way. He played bass on a few others and did backup vocals on some of the songs, on Persephone, for example. Oh, no, excuse me, he's not on that one. Daniel Stone and Mike Wax, who helped with the drums. Our mutual pal, Mark Paul Acerno, played bass on Child of Nature.
Oh, did he? Cool.
Other helpful kind of suggestions that I did implement, a number of them, little things on different songs that I think made things better. You know, instead of ending the song with this section, end it with that one. Instead of these three bass notes, change it to these three bass notes and stuff along the, this little part of the melody here. You could actually take those notes and, you know, so he was actually helpful to me on a few tracks. Or more than a few. Hideki Akura and Jeff Schweitzer on trumpet.
Go ahead, Dickie.
Neil Hayes played a little piano. Charlene Warren, Kristen Mercado on backing vocals.
Oh.
And I have a friend, Chuck Blackburn, who added
a
backup vocal idea.
Dude.
Which was tasty. In fact, it was on Asteroid.
Gregor's playing with his baby's bottle.
Sorry, my pacifier's not working.
Butch, before we get a split, wrap up for the show, we wanted to ask you, I know you're not playing out right now, but you're looking towards some future gigs and you're putting some stuff together.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Maybe Paul might be playing out with you, maybe a couple of those other cats, you think?
Absolutely, cool. Yeah, that's the plan.
Awesome.
I have a mini set rehearsed acoustically, and we may expand that out to some other folks, including Matt, to play some live shows, maybe do international pop overthrow again this year. It's more of a recording project than a live thing. To be frank, but I've done both certainly, and look forward to playing more live again, absolutely, in promotion of this. So we're lining some things up.
Cool.
And there's some rehearsal already underway.
Well, I look forward to seeing you, my friend. You know, it's been great.
Likewise. And Gregor as well.
You know,
Butch, I love you, man. You ever
love
need
your
music. Any like strange input for music, singing, and such? My son, if you haven't already noticed, he's a wow.
He's a talented kiddo.
You might want to use some of his energy.
Holy
Absolutely.
Crap. Could you imagine
I'm
him?
I'm open to that.
Yeah, I mentioned
that's actually
that to you
a
before.
Great idea.
I mentioned that to Butch.
That's
I was like, you know,
idea.
You go back and forth. This,
mm-hmm. Cool.
Which is like he's doing Jesus Christ Superstar tonight and tomorrow.
And he plays it all, yeah.
And he plays a lot.
Plays
so.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned Jesus Christ Superstar because there's one song on the CD called Dime Store Jesus.
Yeah, that's
and,
a good one.
Which was a phrase I thought I just conjured out of the clear blue sky that never had any application to anything. I found out afterwards that wasn't the case. But I have a friend, in fact, my old bandmate, Nick Celeste from my band Back East in Color, he said it reminds him of a Jesus Christ Superstar song. And
nice.
I think he's right. I think he's really right in a lot of ways.
I think he is
really
right about that.
I was shocked to learn without you know, digressing too much into this.
No, I got that, actually.
Terry Bradshaw, of all people, had a song called Dime Store Jesus. I mean, I had already written and recorded mine before I even
thought. Oh, right. I mean, I got to give that one an applause.
That's really, that's tight hilarious. On.
Yes, he had the country album from way, from whenever. I'm almost sure it preceded when I wrote the song.
I almost said the S word.
God,
holy
I can't
shit.
Believe someone else. I didn't know that was like a common phrase or something.
Sue him, dude.
So,
if
anyway,
I were you, I'd sue him.
I gather you're in Jesus Christ Superstar attire today, Gregor.
He
what?
Is.
Come on, my
Jesus
According
Christ.
According to Mark, wearing some kind of garment. No, excuse me.
Well, he was really nice during the first hour. He got really annoying, though. Gregor, that is.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, Butch, I'm right next to you, you bugger. God darn it. Hey, Butch, I love you, man.
Love
like,
you, Butch.
Like a brother I've never met.
Yeah,
and
man.
We have the same mother from a different father.
Right, got you, Gregor. And I look forward to hearing more from your son. Is his name Zane?
Yeah, Zane Raven. You'll never forget that one. He's a forensic scientist right now, so he's going to move on over, but hey.
Yeah, he's also a yodel specialist.
Yeah, yodel.
He creates up crime scenes that you guys are involved in.
Yeah, all right. So in that note, since you're still here, case. Butch, I just want to plug this up and ramble
plug
out.
It up.
All right, Jesus Christ, superstar. I can't believe you are where you are. Woodstock Playhouse tonight. And tomorrow,
yeah,
7 p.m., that is the Woodstock Playhouse after the actual building was burned down from the prior owner. 7 p.m., coming to you live, Paul Green Rock Academy.
A lot of good songs in that.
Wow. That's one of my favorite pieces. I got to tell you,
yeah.
There's moments in there that's like very Who-oriented. But we're not talking about orientation here. But I'm going to take us out. Butch, I must say, I love you, man. Be safe.
Yeah, Butch, thanks for coming on, man.
Yo, thank you so much for having me, you guys.
We're going to go into some King Crimson 21st Century Schizoid, man. I think that's a good way to get us close.
Oh, things are looking up then. Oh, talking more my language.
Yes, they are.
All right. All right, very well.
Love you, Butch, man. Thank you so much.
See you, Butch.
Awesome weekend.
Yeah.
We'll play more stuff for you, too, off of Mercury, man. Okay? That was Butch Young.
And God bless.
Really appreciate it.
All right.
All right. That was Butch Young, man. Thanks for coming on. That was Groove A.